This video is brought to you by CatBeast.com. Design your own custom snapbacks and hats.
This guy, he's like, he's the pimp for the shit. Like, I'm not over here spending money on chicks. They trying to get on me, bro.
Spending money to get to me.
To get to me. I'm living my life. I'm doing all my drugs. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. They just here. And they not going to be here tomorrow. But y'all trying to get with them. Y'all trying to make them baby mamas. We can, like, get the fuck out of here, bitch. Y'all just suck your mama. You know what I'm saying? And man,
Dead End Hip Hop Album Review. The Weeknd, Starboy. Before we get into the review, man, look, make sure you go check out the Dead End Hip Hop Patreon. Look, shout out to everybody that's already a Patreon. Shout out to everybody that's gonna become a Patreon. Shout out to all of the subscribers on the channel currently. Back to the review, me and your boy Mike, the Starboy. So this is the second time that me and Mike are doing a one-on-one. It was supposed to be the third because he fucked up on Malibu.
I did.
You know what I'm saying? So me and Mike, since we kind of like on the opposite ends of this hip-hop shit, you know, I think it's we kind of decided that we're going to take the one-off projects, like the shit that can maybe be considered hip-hop, but not really. You know what I'm saying? Because me and him talking about a regular hip-hop, not going to happen. No, we're too damn different. But one common ground for us is definitely Weeknd. And if you haven't checked out Beauty Behind the Madness review, go check that out because that was really dope.
I'll put it in the description.
Yeah, thank you. But Starboy, man, look, I'm not gonna lie, I was a little nervous because Kissland, you know, that was his debut album, and I think that's his wackest project. It's not all the way bad, but it doesn't fit everything else that he's done. So I'm like, okay, so he has super success with Beauty Behind the Madness, with switching up some sounds and this, that. Like, is he gonna go all the way fucking crazy on me? And when I saw how many tracks, 18, oh man, is he gonna be overdoing this shit? And I put it to you like this. I don't love this as much as Beauty Behind the Madness, but damn, this is another amazing project. The way it starts off with Starboy, the beat is crazy. I didn't really see him working with Daft Punk, so that was something that was interesting. Then it goes right into Party Monster, which is my favorite. I don't know if it's my favorite, but it's one of my favorite joints on here. And then for it to come like right there, like number two on the project, which again, like Beauty Behind the Madness, number three, I can't remember that one, but that was my favorite. So it came really early. And then it goes to False Alarm. And I said, oh, here where that fucking bullshit is coming in. Because that shit, look, because you know, like on projects, man, I guess reviewing shit for so long, I start to try to listen to where the fucking fuck shit is about to happen. And I'm like, damn. I'm like, damn, man, is it gonna happen?
Here we go.
Here it is. And it's not a bad song, but it's just like the way Starboy starts off. Mm-hmm. And then fucking Party Monster, to go to False Alarm, this so loud 80s pop fucking inspired song. I'm just like, yo, where, like, why? Like how? It don't make no damn sense. So I'm like, okay, it's a good song. Eventually, I grew to like it, but I'm just like, it just doesn't fucking fit. Then it gets back to the Weeknd I like. And I'm like, you know what? After listening to the entire project, I'm like, I came to the conclusion that Weeknd is just evolving. That's all it is. And with Kissland, what I heard on that album was him trying to conform to that first major artist release on a major label. Oh, you know, try this and do that and, you know, let's you know, make it. No. But on this, I hear an extension of Beauty Behind the Madness. That's what I hear on this project is kind of an extension of that. And it's so crazy, man. Like, growing up, I was such a big Michael Jackson fan. Mm-hmm. I have never heard another artist not try to sound like Michael Jackson like this guy. It's almost like Michael wrote these songs for him. And it's so eerie, it's so weird. Because one of my favorite songs, True Colors. Yeah. Oh my God. If I close my eyes and take myself back to like when I was like 7 or 8, this is Michael Jackson, bro. Yeah. This is Mike. Like, and it's so crazy because
you could tell he's not trying to sound like him.
Yeah.
He's not making music to be like Mike. Right. But he just has that aura about him, man, and it's amazing. Sidewalks with Kendrick. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, like when I'm listening to these projects now, I'm not looking. And when I heard Kendrick, I'm like, damn, I didn't expect that shit. Kendrick sounded good. It wasn't, it didn't take it over the top, but it didn't detract from it. But this project, man, like, Weeknd did it again. The way he can sing and his control make him amazing. And the production and everything, and even his subject matter. Because the way he talks about women, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's different because, yes, it's misogynistic. Yes, I'm this guy. Yes, I done fucked 12 chicks. But the way he talks about it, it makes me feel like I could be that guy too, man. Like, I'm just saying. I'm just like, you know what, Weeknd, man? I need to make it so I can be just like you, bro.
Oh, man.
Like, everybody always talks about the girl that got away. Mm-hmm. But I keep having all these things that don't want to go away. Them motherfuckers want to stay. Why do these bitches want to stay
for? Why won't you leave?
You know what it is. I'm trying to fuck you. I'm trying to get your friend next. But you over here trying to be my girl, like trying to be clingy. And I don't think that R&B, a lot of R&B, and I like the fact that he also addressed these fucking whack R&B artists.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of these guys are making this music, and he said this too. That sounds like Weeknd 5-6 years ago. Like you guys aren't trendsetting. Mm-hmm. Like you guys are glorifying the strippers. Like you guys are glorifying all of this bullshit. And this guy, he's like, he's the pimp for the shit. Like I'm not over here spending money on chicks. They trying to get on me, yep, bro.
Spending money to get to me.
To get to me. I'm living my life. I'm doing all my drugs. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Mm-hmm. They just here. And they not going to be here tomorrow. But y'all trying to get with them. Y'all trying to make them baby mamas. Weeknd like, get the fuck out of here, Victoria's Secret mama. You know what I'm saying? And in R&B, man, I haven't heard a guy like Weeknd.
Yeah, I'm pretty much on par with Ralph. I didn't really know what to expect from this album, but man, when I heard the lead single Starboy, I was like, oh shit, he about to knock out the park again. And especially once I was able to like really sit down and read the lyrics and hear what he's talking about, where it's an interesting idea where he's, you know, look what you've done. He's talking about all these haters and the detractors and the naysayers. He's like, y'all put me here. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a motherfucking star boy. Because mm-hmm. all y'all been talking shit, and look what you done. Yeah. You done made me one of the biggest. Look what you know what I'm saying? You made me one of the biggest artists in the world. I'm like, damn, that shit is fucking crazy. When the whole Drake and Weeknd thing fell apart, mm-hmm. I remember a lot of people were like, well, shit, what the fuck's gonna happen to the Weeknd now? Mm-hmm. He's not with mm-hmm. OVO anymore.
Right.
Nothing.
Right.
He got bigger.
but he even says it. He says, if you bigger than me or better than me, then replace me.
Oh, he did say that.
He did say that.
Damn!
Yeah.
That's probably another shot. But I was with you on False Alarm at first. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is a weird sound. False Alarm!
Yeah.
I was like, what is he doing?
Yeah.
Then I went back and I remember what he said in the first song. Talk about me out here in the shade. Something, something, I'll take any lane. And I was like, that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
And that line resonated throughout this entire album. I'll take any lane. The motherfucker is doing everything on this project. And the thing about that's so great about Weeknd is he's never scared to take risks.
Nah.
And the thing is, the risks so far, as far as I'm concerned, they work. Yeah, Kiss Lamb was a little weird. I still like that album. But it was definitely the weakest project he's done. But all his projects are great, so
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
My favorite song was Secrets. Like, I love that beat. I love the way he's just so smooth over it.
I thought, like just the picture that he paints, right?
Yeah.
Like, he's like, you're sleeping, and you be talking, and yes. I keep all those secrets. It's like, damn.
Well, it was like he's saying, I know you're cheating on me.
Mm-hmm.
And when he says, I mean, I love when he uses the old romantic line, where he says, you know, I hear the secret that you keep when you're talking in your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, is he being literal? Is she talking in her sleep? Is he overhearing a conversation?
Mm-hmm.
Like, she's in the other room talking to the... I love shit like that. Like, that's just such a dope idea to me. I thought his incorporation of Lana Del Rey the first, I forget what the other song was, Party Monster. Mm-hmm. I thought his incorporation of her into that song was actually really interesting. The way he worked her into Stargirl was interesting as well, but sometimes it's just, I mean, I've listened to this album probably 20 times at this point. Mm. Sometimes it feels like I don't really want to hear that, but mm-hmm. it doesn't bother me. It's just like, I don't know. Sidewalks was dope as fuck. And again, that's one of those songs that connects once you really sit down and listen to what he's talking about. And his whole idea of using the sidewalk as a way to get out of the streets is so dope to me, and I'm surprised no one's done that. Mm. And then when Kendrick comes on, at first I was like, yeah, Kendrick's rapping like he always, oh, say, da-da-da-da-da, say. I'm like, okay, he's doing his typical weird Kendrick thing. Then when you really analyze what he's talking about, where he's talking about the dangers of being a hustler and how you want to get out of doing that, and then you relate it back to the whole sidewalks thing, it's just like, damn, Weekend, that's fucking dope as shit. Dope. Now, Love to Lay was another one that jumped out, and I'm gonna tell you why. That was one of the first times that Weekend has sounded actually vulnerable, because he switched the role up. Instead of him being the womanizer and the one that's fucking all these chicks and, you know, wanting them chicks to just get the fuck on after he's done, now he's the guy that's like, damn, I kind of want to settle down a little bit, and you over here trying to play me. And I thought that was like, okay, that's interesting. That wasn't the only song. The other one where he says, die for you. Mm-hmm. It's another one where it's like, okay, he's playing vulnerable again.
But remember, he shows some vulnerability very on the little. Very little on the but last
this is,
one.
This is a lot. One. If you think about it, this is two full songs of him being vulnerable. Yeah. Now, granted, of course, then he goes right back. You know what I'm saying? Ordinary Life.
Let me get my shit straight.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's what made this particular project a little bit more interesting for me. I still enjoy Beauty Behind the Madness more, but with this one, it felt a little more real, because Weekend is showing that he's not just this, I'm fucking crazy chicks, I'm doing crazy drugs, I'm living this life of excess. Now he's showing that I'm growing up a little bit, I kind of do want to settle down, but there's still this me that wants to go snort some shit and fuck some shit, but at the same time, there's also this me that wants to make you hash browns in the morning. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Give you a massage when you're going to bed. There's that Weekend. And that is what I think is really interesting about this project. The only downside, I will say, is I feel like some of the lyrics weren't all the way there. Like, I've always liked Weekend's lyrics. Like, when you first put me on a Weekend, that's what got me. I was like, damn, this dude is a great songwriter. Mm-hmm. And his word choice is very, very, very interesting. On this album, it almost seemed like there were a couple songs and there were certain lines where I was like, that's kind of corny. Like, I got this Asian girl, she go low main. It's like, dude, you could have done better than that. And some of the lines were just a little bit too plain. Like, I feel like Weekend could have put that coded thing that he does that makes his lyrics so interesting. Listening to this project, it was more so just aesthetics. The way he sounds, like you said, his voice control.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. That's what makes this album so great to me, and his diversity. Mm-hmm. But there's just, like I said, some lines, like the whole thing where he's still talking about the same kind of shit. He's still talking about drugs and women. I almost feel like, and I'm okay with sticking to the same topics, but I almost feel like at this point in his career, he would just find more interesting ways to talk about these topics. Mm. And I think that he's not really doing that. He's just kind of sticking to the same shit, but he's just making them sound good.
And I agree with you with some of the lyrics. I didn't really think about it, because I don't know, man, when I listen to Weekend, I get lost. I get lost in how everything sounds. Mm-hmm. Like that line is weak, but it sounds good on the track.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He makes things sound good. Even like when he says shit like, David Carradine, I'ma die when I come. Die when I come. It's just like, that's kind of bad. But it sounds good. The last thing you want to do when you listen to some music is hearing about a dude nutting.
Yeah.
But when he does it, it doesn't even faze me. And it didn't even faze me until yesterday. I'm like, he's talking about nothing, because I'm singing along to this shit. I'ma die when I come, die. And I'm like, but even though it's a corny line, when you really think about what he's saying, I'ma die doing this crazy shit. I'ma die doing all this. And if you don't know who David Carradine is, he's a dude that was choking himself while he was jerking off and he died. So when you think about that shit, like Rob laughing, when you think about that shit, it's just like, damn, he put that in a song. And at first it's corny, and in the end, it's not. Yeah. It's just like, no, he's basically saying, look.
Because it's applicable.
Yeah, exactly. It
like,
works.
You listen to this motherfucker. Like, you know, he's probably doing something for this girl.
Right.
He's trying all this shit.
Yes. And he's going to do this shit until he dies. This is the only dude I know that can sound like the greats, has a great voice, is daring, but is still willing to be just an unabashed drug abuser, an unabashed womanizer, just all that, and just not care.
Yeah.
And me listening to it, it's still almost like all my ideals go out the window. I'm just like, yeah, sort that shit. Fuck these hoes. I'm like, damn,
yeah.
A rapper couldn't do that for me.
Nah. Weekend, if you watching, keep making that dope shit, bro. Look, be unapologetic as fuck. Like, music needs that. Like, us of melanated people, like, we need that because you do it in a different way, man. I can't break it down or explain it any better than I did in the review. Like, the way that you do your music and the messages you put out there isn't necessarily positive, but when you look at it from a certain perspective, it's you being honest and truthful with you. And I think that if anybody and everybody can live that way, the world would be a better place. And I'm not trying to go that fucking route. Look, just keep making dope fucking music, man. Cause I don't know nobody else in your musical genre doing anything near what you are doing.
300%, man. Like, I'm a huge fan thanks to him. Like, I don't even listen to modern R&B. So I love that you're taking shots at modern R&B because you are modern R&B, but you don't sound like modern R&B. And that's the kind of shit that really, really impresses me. I love that you're taking chances, that you're not willing to be stagnant. Like I said before, I do kind of wish you would think of maybe some more interesting ways to talk about the fact that you're fucking a lot of girls and doing a lot of drugs than just being so blunt about it. But shit, what the fuck? You are a fucking star boy. I can't tell you shit. And all I can say is, man, like, you are one of my favorite artists right now, and this is definitely one of my favorite albums of the year because of its diversity, because of its chances, and because you have one of the best voices in music right now. The way you can control it, the channeling of Michael Jackson that's just so obvious. I love this shit, man. So yeah. But what I'm really trying to figure out though is what did Ken think of this project? What did you think about this project?
Y'all can keep that shit. Y'all can keep all that shit. I don't know what album y'all listen to. And y'all did a fantastic job, by the way. But that wasn't the album I heard. No.
Cut the camera.
Just cut it.
I saw his Instagram post. That's why I was like, just yeah.
You probably hands down the biggest R&B fan in this room.
Definitely.
So why? As the biggest R&B fan in the room, like, why don't you like Weeknd?
He's definitely going for this pop sound now. He's actually moving out of R&B, so he's going more for the pop appeal. This album to me had a very electronic sound to it. It had no soul to it at all, and no, it didn't.
No soul.
No soul.
You
no.
Crazy kid.
No.
You crazy.
No soul.
No. It was
love
void
man.
Of soul.
Yeah, man, cut the camera. I didn't want no explanation. I just wanted him to say. Because this shit was funny.
Yeah. But yeah.
I wasn't doing
that. I wasn't feeling it.